I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect for real.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
It's either as simple as one of two things. Either Shohei Ohtani paid off his interpreter's bets, or his interpreter was making bets for Shohei Ohtani that he ended up having to pay off.
Mm-hmm.
And we got two different stories coming out of Korea, by the way.
And they were conflicting within the same day.
That's right. So the interpreter, basically, I don't want to mispronounce his name, Ippi Masuzara, I believe something like that, is now been fired by the Dodgers. He gave a quote to a South Korean news outlet that Shohei Ohtani understood that he had a betting problem and that Shohei Ohtani was going to transfer $4.5 million to pay off those gambling debts. Now, the interesting thing about these gambling debts, they weren't with a gambling house or some legal entity. This is with a bookie in Los Angeles, which is a completely illegal operation. And Ippi basically said that he did not know that it was illegal and that Shohei knew that this was a big problem. And that Shohei, because they were so tight and so close and been like a brotherhood, that's how their relationship had been described, was going to do him a favor and pay all this off. And he was going to be able to stop gambling and all of that other stuff. All right, so that's the first story.
Mm-hmm.
That is the first story. The second story that comes out from Shohei Ohtani's attorneys and says that Shohei Ohtani is a victim of fraud and basically
major theft.
Major theft. Now, let me ask you a question, Jerry. If somebody transferred $4.5 million from your private account to a bookie, you've given your friend access to have the ability to do that?
I would not think so, no.
No, of course not.
No.
So Shohei Ohtani is definitely involved. Now, whether or not he was the one placing the bets or if he was placing the bets for him, I don't know that. We don't know that. You know, a lot of people can allege that, but we don't have proof that that's the case. You know, could it be a reasonable thing where Shohei Ohtani was paying for his buddy and tried to get his buddy out of trouble? Part of me can see that. I could see that, but there's another part of me that sees that the guy could be placing bets for Shohei Ohtani.
Sure.
I could see that, too. So Major League Baseball has got a mess on their hands. The Dodgers have got a mess on their hands. Shohei Ohtani's got a mess on his hands. And, you know, this story's got a long way to go before we actually find out what in the world went on here. But you can't sit here and tell me, I wasn't born yesterday, that somebody had the ability to transfer $4.5 million to some crooked bookie out in Los Angeles out of one's account. That just, no way.
And so the first thing that I thought of when I read this story was, what if the bookie speaks and the bookie tells you that there were bets made on baseball?
Well, the bookie basically has not said that.
I didn't say that. I said, What if it, because as you just said, this is just the start of what's going to be, I would think, a lengthy investigation. You got a lot of tentacles here.
And that bookie got arrested, by the way.
Yes. So what if, and I was playing the what if game, but what if it came out that his interpreter was placing bets on baseball? Now, supposedly
that means
it was just
the Mets
on
got
soccer.
A chance.
Yeah. Supposedly it was just on soccer and things of that
NBA.
Nature. and NBA. But if the bookie says that there were bets made on baseball, and if it ever got back to Ohtani, I mean, you talk about the Dodgers having a mess?
Yes.
Major League Baseball would have a gigantic mess on their hands because of Pete Rose. I mean, that's how far this could go.
Of course.
If, in fact, anybody ever came out and found some proof to back that.
All right, so we are in the beginning throes of this. So we don't know all the tentacles, as you put it, of what is going on here. I would just say that either Shohei Ohtani comes out and says, yeah, my interpreter, my best friend, my brother from another mother, whatever, screwed up. He's got a gambling problem, and I tried to help him, and I admit that I paid $4.5 million to an illegal bookie to keep them off of Ippy Masuzara, I think his name is. So if he says that, I think it's kind of simple, but then you got all sorts of tax implications and everything else that Shohei Ohtani will have to deal with. So there's no way in the world that this interpreter had the ability to transfer money out of Shohei Ohtani's accounts, unless there was a shadow account that Shohei Ohtani was putting money into that he did have access to.
Right.
But it didn't look like that way. And by the way, it was reported that the bookie was claiming that Shohei Ohtani was one of his clients.
Well,
that's the thing that really makes me wonder about exactly what the bookie is going to say to try to, minimize his sentencing, his guilt, in order to trap the big fish, if in fact that's what the case is.
And as you point out, there's no legal betting yet in California. I'm sure it's coming down the pike, but I don't think there is yet.
You can't bet here with a bookie either.
No. But I'm saying the only way to bet is to do it this way. So I don't think there's any dispute in that regard in terms of where the bets were placed. Like, no one's going to sit there and say, well, some were with BetMGM or FanDuel, and then there were some here. No, this was all illegal through a bookie on top of the fact that we don't know exactly what was bet and who made the bets.
Well, it's $4.5 million, and according to Ippy Masuzara, that Shohei Ohtani made no bets, did not get involved. This is the interpreter. And, of course, some people out there, not all people, but some people out there, are basically saying that Ippy's taking the fall. He's the guy that's taking the fall. He was the one that was placing the bets, if in fact you believe that's the story.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's like five different ways that we can go here. I don't want to accuse Shohei Ohtani of anything other than, at the moment, being a decent friend and maybe trying to help his guy out because he's worth $1 billion.
Right. And then to think about, listen, the money we're talking about is crazy, obviously, but the notion that anyone would have access to your accounts that he did.
No chance.
I mean, you've been around the block a long time with a lot of people. Is there anybody in your world other than your family that might have access to your financials?
Not to that level.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Did you guys follow yesterday, or last night, I guess, the Winnipeg Jets getting in on the Francesa Fund?
I did, and I actually I searched for their social media manager to see if there was a New York tie.
Connection, yeah.
There's not.
That's
the two social media members that I found. Mm-hmm. One went to the University of Ottawa and was like born and raised there, and another looks like she was from Canada. So they're not even New York people.
All right.
That's pretty good.
That feeds into the, I won't call it a conspiracy theory, but I had a theory with Al this morning as we were discussing this. Because after the Jets put out their tweet, the Winnipeg Jets, that is, about getting together with the New York Jets for dinner, like the Giants did with the picnic in Totowa, which was the Mike thing from many, many years ago now, 10 years ago or so. The New York Jets, who have had themselves a week on social media, replied and then said, hey, we'll have the Jets relay race and the Jets raffle. We'll get together for the breakfast. So the breakfast is a theme. So my theory is this. Jets social media person, whoever
had
it is,
to.
Reached out to Winnipeg Jets and said, hey, here's what we're going to do.
Maybe.
Right?
Yeah, maybe.
In honor of Mike Francesa's 70th birthday.
Correct.
Yes.
And we just
thank you very much.
played the Rangers audio side of that from yesterday with Lundqvist and Darvish. So it all kind of full circle. But the Jets
have had a busy week. Attention.
Yes, on social media with the sandwich thing with Mike Williams. It's a little too much smoke there.
I did go back and listen to the Mike Giant one. The Giants and the
Well, it's all the same call.
Is it really the same call? I only listened to that part. And understand what the guy's talking about.
Yeah, he thought he was dead serious.
Mike, he's joking. He didn't get it.
But did you see our buddy Brian Monzo, what he wrote about that whole... So he is a big hockey fan, as you know. So he quote tweeted the Winnipeg Jets tweet last night and said, "I screened that call. That guy didn't lie. He told me exactly what he wanted to ask. I thought it was a fair question."
Oh, God. Of course he did.
That's funny. Now, there might be some tongue-in-cheek to that. He just wanted to see Mike's reaction, and it went perfectly, as you would hope it did.
So, exactly what was the Winnipeg Jet
the Winnipeg tweet? The Winnipeg tweet referenced that call where it said, "Hey, at New York Jets, since we're in town," which they are, the Rangers, they're playing the Devils tonight. "Since we're in town, do you want to get together on Friday for dinner? Because we have the same name. It could be like the New York Giants and the San Francisco Giants picnic in Totowa." And that's exactly Mike referenced Totowa in the call.
Yes.
So that's so specific that it could be nothing other than...
You're right. I think the Jet guy picked it up, or the Jet people picked it up and then got the other Jet people involved. And
which is
they
great.
Had a lot of fun with it.
And we're talking about it, and it's more exposure for their socials, as they like to say.
No doubt.
So the Jets are having themselves a week. The New York Jets, that is.